Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:43, your favorite TikTok sound on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Yeah, favorite girl. We also checked out, we checked out a bunch of stuff, actually. But notwithstanding that, we actually promised and are about to deliver on a conversation. We have a young superstar in studio, Shaquan.
Yes, we do.
She's an author.
Mm-hmm.
She's also the lead youth ambassador for Namibia's 2024 elections.
Mm.
Notwithstanding that, she is also Miss Teen Namibia.
Namibia, yeah.
And now recently also second runner-up, Miss Teen International. Maybe you did not hear me properly when I say Miss Teen International. I mean, please, the world! I mean,
yes.
Yes, the
in
world.
In the world.
The world.
In the world.
Yeah, this is not Southern Africa.
Yeah.
Ventuk,
yeah.
You know.
Korihas.
Korihas. You know.
I just made that up.
You know what I mean?
International.
We're talking international. This girl went to India and said, listen.
Yeah.
Hold my Namibian flag. Let me show you people something. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-conformant, Oriana Ribeiro.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm good. In such better spirits. You guys have made me laugh so much.
Yeah?
I mean, we kind of cool.
You know?
No, you're great.
Old, but,
you know. We kind of out here.
Yes, we are.
Welcome to the Fresh Studios, Oriana. I'm not going to lie to you. Shaquan and I, we are huge patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we are.
We fight and root for anything Namibian,
mm-hmm.
Ridiculously. Like, we look extremely ridiculous to people at times when we do this thing.
So,
yes, having you here is a big deal for us.
Oh, no, 100%.
And welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just thinking about when you were, you know, making emphasis on the fact of who she is, honestly.
Mm.
And we make emphasis on these things because we don't want you to sleep on our Namibian talent ever. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
It's the fact that we have so much talent here and the fact that we are being recognized on international stages because of the Namibian child, you know. You're a big deal, girl, because after Michelle McLean, look at her.
Wow. Yeah, why dude. Like, yeah.
After Michelle McLean, in terms of pageants, you are number two. And then we obviously have our Jamila, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of the work that Umbi and her team have done because we have seen how much it has elevated since, you know, obviously the NBC itself has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about how I just never thought you had those dance moves. Did you see the video part?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're
fake. Like, yeah, oh yeah.
So here's the thing, right?
That. Yeah.
I see the video play on my timeline.
Yeah.
I hear the song and I'm like, is this Spooza? Okay, nah. But I'm like seeing someone that's dancing. I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, is this Rihanna?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, I also had a bit of a malfunction. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh, the dance moves, girl.
The dance moves. Tell us about it.
Is it just like a typical
were you like part of a dance group or something?
Yeah.
No, I am not a part of a dance group.
Yeah.
Like, we were on the bus and everyone was taking turns to play a song from their country.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
So I had to play Bacardi. Like, it was only right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
and when you're playing that, who's going to be boring?
Yeah, right?
Like,
Exactly.
I had to.
I'm sure some of the girls were looking at you like, yo, this Namibia that she's talking about.
This serious competition.
Yeah, of course. And here she is, second runner up.
Yeah.
Man, listen, Oriana, I did some digging and I found out that you were homeschooled at some point.
Yes.
You're probably the first person that I meet that was homeschooled. How does this work,
really?
Dude? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you guys have like teachers coming over to your house or like just like your parents handling that stuff?
Oh,
how does that work?
Well, you know, I was actually homeschooled for my, technically it's online school, I was online schooled for my grade 13, my A levels, and that basically just meant I went to school online.
Mm.
That's literally
and
my teachers and everything.
And that was
online.
Just for your grade 13.
Yes.
Okay, the rest of your primary and your high, you were in actual schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where were these schools?
St. George's and the International School of Walvis Bay.
Ah, you in Walvis Bay?
Mm-hmm. Are you from there?
No, I'm not from there.
Yeah. Oh,
that was only for a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to make him happy because he's from Bath,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, what were you guys doing in Warbish Bay? Like, did you live there for some time?
We lived there for a little bit of time.
Okay. All right. So you know the Bay very well. Bay and Sokop, actually.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool.
You know what? Yeah. I'm actually curious to know. Mm-hmm. You're so young.
Yes.
Hey. But you've achieved so much. Honestly, don't do that. You're gonna make me cry. What is she doing to her face? Don't do that. I'm a crybaby.
And making me blush.
What I'm getting to is just you've achieved so much for yourself for someone who's so young. What has put that fire in you to achieve all of those things? Like Inescape mentioned, maybe to anyone who doesn't know, you're an author. And I actually got to, you know, browse through your book the one time and so forth. I was on your profile and I'm like, why did you take the link down? Anyway.
Because I have a new link coming.
Oh, you have a new girl.
That's what we're talking about.
But who put that fire in you to, do someone be an overachiever, if you will, or from my stance here?
You know, I think, to be honest with you, it stems from my parents, not in the sense that they've always pushed me and they're like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Mm-hmm. But they've just always believed in me. They've always just thought I am the best of the best.
Come on.
They've always done their absolute best for me. And that's inspired me to really fight for myself and to have this determination to make the most of my life and to be the best that I can be.
Yeah.
So what really drives me is that I just want better. Constantly, in every aspect, I always want better. So I'm constantly fighting to have the best of the best.
Yeah. What are some of those achievements that you have achieved that we probably don't even know
about? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do we need a lot of time for it?
No.
All right.
No, you named them all. I mean, I am still young. So I would say these are very mild. I mean, I used to be an SRC in high school. I actually used to be a radio presenter as well.
You used to be on radio?
Yes.
Well, where did you get that?
Lifeline, Childline.
You went away.
How long were you with them though?
I think about 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, and a small fun fact is I hiked the Fish River Canyon at the age of 13.
You know this girl, man, like, why is she?
I could never. Okay, but when was this though? Yes, when you were 13. But how long ago was that? Was that with the school or just like with your family or something?
With the school, we all went as a group, and we were there for like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's incredible. Well, let's continue on that overachieving part then. Mm-hmm. How many languages do you speak? Please, hit us.
Wait, how many languages does she speak?
Bold of you to assume. Bold. I can speak three.
You can speak three?
Yes. English, Afrikaans, and Portuguese.
You can speak it like fluently, Shandis.
English and Afrikaans, yes. Portuguese, intermediately. I can only...
So, obrigado.
Oh my gosh. De nada. That was great. You even used the correct... pronouns and everything.
Yeah, because you know, some of us come master did Portuguese, but that's the only word that we know. Why? Flop story. So, tell us about the situation of you having to move to Thailand. When are you moving to Thailand? And also tell us why.
Okay, I'm moving to Thailand, Bangkok, the capital city, in October, and I'm moving there for university.
Nice. What are you going to study?
You seem so excited.
I am excited.
At which university, though?
Yeah.
Stanford International University. Yes.
Okay, and what are you going to study?
I'll be studying finance and banking.
Why finance and banking?
What a contrast, right?
For some reason, I would have thought that you would want to be in the creative space. For
maybe
some
even
reason,
PR or something.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, PR is giving.
Yeah. Can I shock you guys?
Yeah.
I actually don't want to be in the creative space. Yeah.
Interesting.
Really?
Okay, but like, how so? Like, is it... why? Let me ask why.
It's not for me.
Okay.
It's actually not for me. And the reason for that is because I think I like stability a little bit more. Like,
you like order.
I think... this may sound weird, but I think I like the idea of a 9-to-5 from this amount of time to that amount of time. I'm here, Saturday to Sunday. You cannot call me. You leave me alone. This is my time. You have your designated holidays, your designated off time. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas in the creative space, you're kind of on standby
24/7.
24/7.
And I'm so happy that you know that at your age right now.
Yeah. And I don't really think that that's for me or that's really how I want to live my life.
Forever,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm more of a 9-to-5 person.
The stability part for me.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just happy that you know yourself. I'm just happy that you're at a point where you determine and you know and you've given this some thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to be an ageism or an ageist, but quite a number of young folks at that age don't exactly know what and how.
It's true.
You know, they feel like or what they want to be or how they want to go about life. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's quite admirable. Mm. Your duties as ECN, you're moving in October, but November situation?
Yes, they will still continue.
Okay.
Are we still voting without you?
No, I'll be here to vote.
Okay.
Because
I was like, hey, you know, because we need you.
No, I'll be back to vote. Okay. Definitely, we have to. So my duties to them will still continue.
All right.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Before we let you go, I'm going to have one quirky question.
Okay.
Shaquan is going to have one question also of her own.
Yeah.
Shaquan, you go first.
What do you want to be remembered as? When people think of the legacy that you are leaving behind as Miss Teen for the Namibian girl, what legacy do you want to leave behind?
I know what I want to leave behind. I'm trying to think of an all-encompassing term for what I want to describe. Okay, I can't think of a term.
Yeah.
But I want to be remembered as someone who came and conquered, someone who was the first to do this, someone who broke generational curses. Like, I'm the first Black Miss Teen Namibia.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm the first I'm the first Miss Teen Namibia to make it that far, to make it into the top three. I'm the first Miss Teen Namibia to write a book as well. So I want to be known for my ambition. I want to be known for my ambition.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Wow.
From my end, all I just want to ask, because I'm also extremely competitive. This Louis Lang girl, what she really like?
Was she really all
como
that?
Como está better than you?
Oh, bra.
Como está?
Really?
Like, como está?
You know, a lot of people have come
and I know you have to give like a graceful answer and everything.
No, I'm going to give you an honest answer.
Jose, there we go.
No, I'm going to give you an answer.
Hit us,
I'm
going to
give you an honest answer. I know a lot of people have come to me and they're like, oh my God, you were robbed. Your answer was so good and this, that. And I'm like, no, I totally understand why she won.
Yeah.
And I totally understand why I'm second runner-up, why I'm not first, and why I didn't win. I understand 110%. Cuba, she was the first runner-up, and she was really good in every aspect. In her social media, in the way she presented herself, looks-wise, in her stage presence, she was great. Her speaking, it was great. And as for Cambodia, the winner, the looks, in terms of the way she presented herself, hair, makeup, wardrobe, it was on a 10. It was on a 10. She had a full-on team to help her, and she looked great every single day. And I think what a lot of people don't understand about pageantry is, I would actually argue that a lot of pageants are not unfair. People will say, your walk was the best, why didn't you win? You were the prettiest, why didn't you win?
Yeah.
Your speaking was the best, why didn't you win? But it all depends on the year, what the pageant, the organization is looking for, what they want to represent them that year.
Yeah.
Because people forget pageantry is a business. They need to look at this from a business standpoint, and the girl they choose has to embody what they want for that year. I don't know if I can say this. What's going to make the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, of course. It's
true.
Like,
it's true.
You're on a commercial platform. We understand the need
for
money.
Like, what's going to make the money for that year? So they have to choose accordingly. And to an extent, I really understand why it was her. So,
I don't know. I'm just being a sour dad right now. I'm just being a sour dad.
No, I get it. All the Namibians have to.
And you know how we are, bruh. Yeah.
Hey. But Oriana, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, I know that there are people who are listening right now, whether they are your age, our age, just a fresh listener in general, that will be inspired by your story. I remember personally my...
There's a tears. Don't worry, I'm used to it.
I remember...
But then I was trying to figure that out.
Like, what is wrong with the auntie? Yeah. I remember you had a conversation with Arthur. Arthur could not stop raving to me about this girl. And at the time, I was just like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
Then he's like, check her out.
Yeah.
So then I see that you wrote a book on mental health. And I have been sitting on my book for 4 years. Genuinely, when I tell you that I'm about to finish, and then obviously
we move into
the next phase of looking for sponsors and so forth. But anyway, you have inspired so many people by just being you, and we celebrate you and we love you, and thank you for being a true representation of what our motherland is all about.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-conforming Oriana Ribeiro. When we get back, Loretta Campbell will also scold us when it comes to real estate. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.